17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other nine, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then Jesus said to the Samaritan, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. A very good morning to you all, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Here are 10 souls walking at a distance away from the main road, as they were bound to do by the law because of their condition. My dear friends, these were people who were born with real hopes and dreams. And they once walked with a purpose and a meaning with their peers. But now, due to their circumstances in their lives were as good as over. And let me tell you, my own experience. I lived in a country in Zimbabwe between the 1990 and 2000. There was HIV and AIDS at its peak. And I happened to be a young pastor during that time. And I witnessed many people who have been abandoned by their families, wives, kids, people ran away because HIV and AIDS was associated with a curse. So there were so many myths around HIV and AIDS. And because of those myths, they were cursed or they've been bewitched. So many other myths that have been told about HIV and AIDS. So I understand what it means to be ostracized. I know what it means to be left alone. And my dear friends, this morning we are talking about leprosy, and leprosy was the most feared disease of that time. And it removed one from the living and one's life in the community while it tore the body, causing a serious infection and mutilation. Like I said, my dear friends, these were people, real people, whose health and hopes made them beg on the fringes. No cure awaited for them, but there was fear of contagion. The law was precise. Lepers cannot and could not come within the prescribed distance of someone who was deemed clean. And during that time, people with leprosy even had to wear special clothing, and they would put the bells on their neck. And they would ring those bells, and every time you hear the bell, you know there's someone with leprosy, so you change your direction. This was so bad. And they were deemed unclean. And ahead of them, nobody would want to meet them. So these lepers were marginalized people living on the fringes of society. They were the disenfranchised, the nobodies. It was so to be assumed that God has cursed them. According to the Old Testament law, and the law says people with deformities could not be allowed to come to the sacred settings because the holy angels were also present in the sacred places. And here today, with 10 people with leprosy calling out to Jesus, 10 people isolated from their families they once knew, 10 who lived with pain of both in their physical condition, but also pain of ostracism from the world. They were exhausted, friendless, but they call out to Jesus, "Jesus, have mercy on us." My dear friends, as I preach, let me highlight something I think we have observed from your screen. We have Floyd who is following the service. And I'm so happy that we are talking about something today. And I saw Floyd from his bed from hospital following this service this morning. Let me highlight something to all of us this morning. Sometimes we think we need to have sophisticated prayers, jargons of prayer. But let me tell you this morning, just one phrase, "Lord, have mercy," it's enough. My dear friends, now, one thing that makes this story unusual is the lepers are traveling with a Samaritan. Not only this man is a leper, but he is outside the circle of accessibility because he was born to someone considered not fully human. He belongs to the group called the other, and therefore ineligible to be at the same table with the rest of the society. So his religious practice was different. His race sets him apart. He was a foreigner. And in today's world, you are an immigrant in this country. But maybe you can remember what it is like to discover that you did not have the same access to a rightful place at the table. Maybe it is because of your gender. Perhaps it is about your race, your status, and your sexual orientation. Well, on this particular day, these 10 lepers with lepros came before Jesus from their respectable distance, walking the extremely long march on the main road between Galilee and Jerusalem. And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they walked, they could not help but see that they were made well and clean. They were healed. If you can imagine, no further need to be relegated to the outside. There is nothing keeping them from taking up their lives again. All they had to do was to go back and present themselves to the priests to be made ritually clean. They need a certificate from a priest that they were cured. Then and only then could they return to a normal society, to family, and to the home. Except for one leper who was healed on the road, who could not turn and to the accepted religious institution to present himself. Because whoever he was, and wherever he was on this journey, he was not welcome. The priests to whom the nine others went represent all the religious institution that condemned the Samaritans, preached against him, reviled him, allowed him no grace, no love, and no acceptance for him whatsoever. He was on his own, healed from leprosy, but not from the effects of prejudice. Where would he go? And to whom could he return? And of course, this story tells us, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Now we may want to ask ourselves, what made him to turn back? Maybe some inner voice, some instinct caused him, this man, to turn back, because he knew that here at the feet of this man, this Jesus, he was in the presence of the authentic. Boundaries were broken. Those boundaries that existed before were broken. This man is the only authentic voice. This man represented him. God accepts each and every person, regardless of his or her situation, and invites one after another into a relationship, into a community of people in which forgiveness cancels sin, and love empowers action. Well, the others were on their way back at home, as they should have been. Imagine the joy of being suddenly made whole again, of being able to go to a place called home. I will just bet that if you would see these guys, the joy that they were, it was amazing. It was amazing for sure. They were becoming re-imaged with the community and family and with friends and the center of the society and also their faith, because they are now religiously clean. But it was this one outsider, I want to emphasize this morning, who turned back and found himself in the only authentic presence of God. No barriers to total thanksgiving. He doesn't have priests to present the offerings and to be declared clean. After all, this cure of disease is more important than the priest in Jerusalem with his certification abilities. He would not be welcome in Jerusalem. He has no reason to turn anywhere but towards the presence of Jesus and the healing ways that made him whole again. And all he wants is Jesus. He doesn't have a hometown or a supportive community. He is on the outside. Maybe something told the Samaritan to go back to the source, to the real healer, to the historic foundation, to the teacher, to the leader, and the guide of his family. And the Bible says he was made whole, even when in so many things he is made the other. But there's something I want to highlight in this story, my dear friends. Jesus is going to battle with disease. And here is the message for you, my dear friends, who are going through all sorts kinds of things in your lives. And let me just highlight some names. I should have told these people, but let me highlight these names. Yours is not unique, Floyd. Yours is not unique, Johanna. Yours is not unique, Erin. Yours is not unique. Jesus is going to Jerusalem, where he will take, where he will take all our diseases, every last bit of it. He is our cure of our disease. The disease of sin, the disease of hatred, and the disease of enmity. He has sent us to proclaim this word. And this morning, I want to say this, yes. Jesus heals us. And Christ is with us this morning. As he did to the lepers, he has got a message. Only in words, go and show yourselves. And today, I am saying this, and you and I to go out in the world proclaiming the word of healing, the word of freedom, freedom from disease, and the word of the one who can provide the cure for all persons. No matter how dark the tapestry God weaves for us, there is always a thread of grace. May the church say amen. How thankful we are that we are healed now already. We honor God for caring for us, even in our diseased condition. So much that he sent into our world, Jesus Christ, who, willing out of pity and care for us, suffered the loss of all, even life to provide us cure. And now the Holy Spirit to continue to tell us in our constant and continual recovery until we gain the perfect life forever in Jesus Christ. My dear friends, this is the voice of justice and peace. It is the presence of love and acceptance. It is the spirit of hospitality and welcome given to the Samaritan. And it is also extended to you, whoever you are, even an undocumented visitor might be. Amen.
Amen.